We're back here on KS95. It's our Outfitters Plus Outlet Store Coaches Show as we get ready for tonight's boys basketball regular season matchup between Audubon and ICM Manning. And Darren Miller, head coach for the Wheelers, joins me now. And Coach, here it is, last chance to play before the postseason. How are you feeling about your team coming into this game against the Wolves?
I feel pretty good. We won a good little win streak here and seem to be playing pretty well, and which we're going to play really well against a good ICM Manning team that's coming and be our second time playing them and be our last time playing them as a WIC foe. So, we're ready to play, and we'll be excited to get the game on.
Yeah, both schools going to the Rolling Valley next year. We know that ICM Manning really good with Ben Ramsey. You have a solid team. You're playing well right now. What do you attribute to this recently four-game win streak here towards the end of the season?
Yeah, I think offensively we've just done a really good job of sharing the basketball, guys attacking the rim when it's there and making an extra pass and really playing unselfishly and just playing really good team defense too and able to, you know, whether we're playing man or zone, just able to communicate and then finish the defensive possessions off with a rebound. And I think that's been a big key for us trying to limit teams' offensive rebounds.
Yeah. And offensively, it seems to be a different guy every night. I mean, that's when we talked about several weeks ago. Has it been the I guess it's really been the case. I mean, Austin Christensen and Jorgen Nowatzki both went over 20 against the Vikings the other night. And the previous night, Brody Schultes led you in scoring. How do you feel about your offense and maybe who has the hot hand right now?
Yeah, it just goes back to what I just said. We're unselfish, and we don't really have that one player that's, you know, averaging 20, but we have five players that can score 20. And so it's been a good problem for us to have, and I think it makes it hard for us to scout. And if the guy has a hot hand, and we trying to get to the ball.
And who has been the key on those on the glass right now rebounding? I mean, Austin Christensen has put up some incredible numbers, but I know it can't be just him.
No, I mean, obviously he's a good athlete, gets a lot of rebounds, but Brody Weber, Sully, those our three bigs have done a good job boxing out, going to get a rebound. And then, you know, our guards, too, they do a good job of rebounding. And Brody Schultes, the last couple games, have had some good rebounding games, and he is probably the smallest guy in the court, but he knows how to use his body very well and go get rebounds. And so it's really just been a team effort, boxing people out and going to get it.
How have you been able to work inside, outside, maybe those bigs, have they been able to pass backwards and maybe set up some shooting opportunities from the perimeter?
Yeah, I mean, our offense is really based on some sort of screen and roll, and so trying to, you know, attack when the guard is there, and then if their post, the other defense guy steps up, we're trying to make an extra pass to our post players for an easy bucket if possible. And then, you know, Brody and Sully are mostly guys who like to play with their back to basket. So, you know, we're trying to get some post-ups that way for a one-on-one. And if it's not there, yeah, for the kick out. So we have multiple different offenses that we can try to run to, you know, make havoc for teams' defenses.
How do you feel about your outside shooting? I mean, as a team, it's only been about 27%. Has it been a little streaky here, or what are the numbers sometimes don't necessarily reflect what actually is going on?
Yeah, that's a good question. You definitely heard last night against Avoca, we didn't really shoot that many threes, but we didn't make any either. So it's definitely been something that we'll work on in practice, you know, because previous games before that, we kind of struggled too at 3-point line. So but most of those shots we've taken have been really good shots, just to miss them. So, you know, really trying to focus on that and shoot shots in practice that are game-like to, you know, get ourselves in a rhythm. And you know, we're going to need some of those shots here as we get going in the postseason.
Yeah, you've averaged about, you know, 12, 13, 14 turnovers a ball game. What has worked defensively to try and overcome for that?
Just playing good team defense, you know, really trying to understand. I think the guys are really grasped to what we're trying to do, our philosophy on defense, man-to-man defense, and, you know, trying to push guys to our help. And then, you know, rotating out of that has made it hard for teams to score and just really trying to contest, right, and try not to give teams open shots and making it hard for other teams to run their offense just by really communicating on defense and then, like I said, getting rebounds.
Yeah. I mean, Christensen, not only is a good rebounder, but some people might be surprised he's got 51 steals on the year. I mean, Brody Schultes leads you in steals with 67, But, you know, how does Christensen get a bunch of those steals defensively?
Yeah, he's fast. You know, he's really good on his feet. He's super athletic. He can read plays, you know, especially when we're in our press. He gets a lot of steals that way. Just his ability to, you know, to really explode and go get rebounds. He's just one of those athletes that don't come around too often, and he's just done a good job of doing that and you know, getting those steals. And same with Brody Schultes. He has a really good knack of getting steals, got quick hands, and really reads defenders or the other offensive guy's eyes, trying to, you know, tip passes and get deflections that way.
What impresses you the most about Ben Ramsey?
Well, he's just one thing. I think it just is how quick his release is. You know, he just has a really quick release. And so, you know, you have to have a hand up, and he's not, you're not going to hold him to 0 points. He's just too good of a player, and he can score at all three levels. And it's just somebody that can really shoot quick and really fast release. But I, you know, like what's more impressive is just the other players too have really stepped up. Some of those role players have learned, you know, what their role is and are doing a very good job of it and scoring more. So it makes them a really dangerous team. And so you can focus on Ramsey, but Ramsey also does a good job of passing it out of there too. So it's a total team game that we have to be ready for. And you know, we can't stop Ramsey, just kind of hope to contain him.
Well, and the first time around, Ramsey had 25 points, but he was only 2 of 10 from beyond the arc, and nobody else was in double figures. So what stood out to you most about what you did defensively against the rest of the Wolves team there?
Yeah, I mean, we just made a conscious effort of, you know, some of the role players back then maybe weren't shooting as well, playing as well, but now obviously they've grown and gotten way better. And so I think back then we were, you know, obviously focusing on Ramsey, trying to shoot, run him off the 3-point line, you know, trying to push him to our help the best we could, but he still got some shots up that way. But Isaac Blakeman still gives me nightmares from last year when he hit 6 threes in the first quarter against us. So he is one kid that we cannot, you know, let get going. But the Danner kid and Aaron Holtz and Kuzler are all, let's just say, like I said earlier, just really good role players that are scoring more now and have gotten confidence. And so this, you know, at this point in the year when teams are playing with confidence, it's a dangerous thing. So we got to be ready to play.
And the district brackets came out this week. You're in District 15, the number 2 seed. Icahn Manning's the number 3 seed. That could be a potential matchup of the district semis, but you have to deal with Lennox. First of all, Coon Rapids Bear, the number 1 seed. What were your thoughts overall about how the pairings came out?
Yeah, I mean, I was pretty pleased for us to get a 2 seed. I think we've really grown as a team and just as a program the last couple of years. Our goal every year is to be a little bit better, and we've really improved, you know, each and every year the last 3 years. And so I think that's a good testament to our players this year and to our coaching staff, who've done a great job with our kids and us as a program as overall has just done a good job. And I think a shout out to our, you know, we've had the JV and JVR games this year, and we've ended on a really high note. We had our last JVR game last night, which is mostly freshmen and sophomores that are playing, and ended on a 3-game win streak. And so we just overall, the program has just done a really good job improving it each and every year. And we hope to, you know, continue to do that here as we get to the postseason.
Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck tonight against the Wolves. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you.
Darren Miller with us here on our Outfitters Plus Outlet Store Coaches Show here on KS95.